Hello and welcome to Every Honest Fellow, presented by Woody's Wood-Fired Pizza. It's the podcast about Colorado School of Mines Athletics. I'm your host, Tim Flynn, from MinesAthletics.com. We're going to jump right in this week, talking to RMAC Coach of the Year, Chris Seemers, fresh off his team's successful weekend at the RMAC Cross Country Championships. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Woody's Wood-Fired Pizza, a golden institution since 1993. They've got takeout, delivery, catering, outdoor dining, any way you want to get that legendary wood-fired pizza. You can order online at woodysgolden.com or give them a call 303-277-0443. My guest today is the head coach of the two-time national champion Mines cross country program, as well as the distance coach for the track and field teams. His list of coaching accolades is too long to even start to mention, but I'm happy to have Chris Seemers on the podcast today. Coach, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Tim. It's my pleasure.
Hey, first off, congratulations to you and your runners. Your men won the RMAC championship on Saturday. The women were second. You had a couple of individual champions with Dylan Coe and Zoe Baker. Give me the coach's perspective on how that race went for you.
Yeah, so we had 16 runners competing on between both teams, the men and the women. And I really thought that at the end of the day, they all showed up and had a really good individual race to help the team out. So I was happy with the effort that was put forth down in Colorado Springs.
Tell me about the depth on your guys, because I think we figured that you could have scored all eight of your men and still won. I mean, that's how low all of your guys were. You've got a tremendous amount of youth and depth. You have everybody coming back. Really feels like with your guys that you're set up for the long haul.
Yeah, we think so. One thing to factor into that, you know, to these results is we didn't have Luke Hagen or Jake Mitchum, who are two really important seniors who have really helped us, you know, win the national title last year. And they've all had a lot of accomplishments on the track as well. And so we knew kind of at the beginning of this block of training and kind of getting ready for a conference championship that we wouldn't have them. So we did need others to step up. And that was kind of the theme this whole time was, you know, a lot of you don't have experience winning a conference title. So now this is your turn to kind of step in. And I think that's what we saw happen.
Shifting to the women's team, talk to me about Zoe Baker. She's, you know, first Ordigger woman to win the RMAC race, but she's really somebody that I think fits into that mold that you've had a lot of success with in terms of developing that raw talent and making those big jumps year over year, isn't she?
Yeah, Zoe is an incredible athlete. You know, I think when we look at running and distance running, and a lot of it is mental, that part is something that you have to learn. And it's also development, you know, mentally you have to come a long way from when you start in our program. And she's exactly done that. She just really sets herself up to do well every day. And I think that's what leads to a result like we saw this last weekend. And you know, she's improved every year since she's been here, and she's got a lot more growing to do as an athlete, and it's going to be really fun to kind of see where she goes from here.
Now, RMAX for you, that was it for cross country season. You've made the decision not to race anymore. There's no NCAA championship hanging out there. So it's tough, I know, to not have that carrot in front of you, but all things considered, are you happy with how this fall went?
You know, I am happy with, I was happy with the day in Colorado Springs. It looked like everyone was able to have a good time out there. And I think it just kind of, with all the negativity that's kind of surrounding everyone, you know, throughout the country and world, it's good to have a day where they could come together and have some fun and be happy and push themselves in the sport that they love to do. Unfortunately, you know, it was a little tough for the women going into that meet, that, you know, that's, we didn't have our full team. So there's some athletes, that are going to be really hungry for the future, you know, when they get a chance because of how that kind of was, how it all unfolded. So
you're really the only coach at Mines that's truly a three-season coach. You go cross-country, you go to indoors, you go to outdoors. How do you even start to structure that in terms of hitting all of those peaks throughout the year and keeping everybody at a high level?
Sure, and that's one thing that I've kind of come to the realization here with COVID is maybe it's not the worst thing for some of them to have us take a step back from that, because it is really demanding. You know, normally we still have a regional championship to get ready for, and then a national championship, and then we're already thinking about getting those qualifiers and track. So it takes just kind of a year-round commitment. And for me as a coach, I've always enjoyed whatever season we're in. I love indoors. When we're hitting the track in the middle of winter, and I love all three seasons, and I think the athletes do as well. So we're just trying to never get too far away from it, and to really, because that's what you need to develop and to be your best. So I think that's part of the reason why we've had a lot of success with developing athletes, is we really just focus on cross country and track the same. So.
Well, tell me more about that development of these athletes. You know, we're Division II. We're not getting blue chip kids necessarily, you know, full ride scholarship kids like you would get at Division I. I mean, you really have to, you know, earn your bucks as a coach in developing freshmen into, you know, all Americans and all region kids.
Yeah, and that's kind of been my experience at Mines, is really that's what's been the biggest enjoyment on my part, is just seeing that happen, taking in freshmen who don't really understand what they're getting themselves into. And, you know, just a few years later, buying into the program and what we're doing, and being coachable and following plans. I mean, a lot goes into it, but at the end of the day, they show that they can do, they can handle academics and running at a high level. And there's no, and I think that's one thing we've proved. And, you know, maybe places elsewhere in Division I, you know, maybe it's frowned upon to be an engineer because you have to take a heavy class load, and their teammates might not necessarily have to, but here, you know, everyone's in the same boat. And I think if there's one thing we've shown, that's you can do both really well. Yeah. Just because I think they love it, you know, and that's what you saw this last week, is they were out running in quarantine and back in the spring when we weren't allowed to do anything. And that's why the fitness was there. So.
I've heard the opinion go both ways, but I'm curious to know your take on it. Your kids are competing in the fall and in the spring semester, which is pretty rare, you know, in college sports. Is that easier or harder for them academically to stay on track at a place like Mines?
Well, I think it comes down to balancing. I think everyone here is to kind of set their goals, to set themselves up for their future. I think there's definitely times when it is a challenge. You know, you kind of have to, especially early on in your career. You know, I think everyone kind of gets that rude awakening maybe early in with academics and just how challenging it is here. And then they adjust and they acclimate to the altitude. And you know, I think everything just starts to kind of come together. So.
Speaking of altitude, you ran at Western Colorado, which remains one of the top programs in Division II. Did your experience and success there sort of plant that seed for what you wanted Mines to become?
Not necessarily. You know, what we kind of do here is a lot different than what it was kind of like when I was in college. There's not many similarities between kind of what I experienced and what we do here, to be honest. But I definitely had a coach who was very good at motivating his athletes, and Coach Vandenbush. He was, and I think you saw that there was definitely some kids on those teams that really improved from maybe smaller towns in Colorado, or international athletes that really came over and bought into trying to be the best they could be under his guidance.
For you, running, I know, is a family thing, right? Your wife is an accomplished runner. I know your brother Art was the head coach here. Now he's up at Colorado State. Is that just something that's always been there for you in your life, distance running?
Yeah, it's always been there. my family was, I guess my dad ran like some marathons off of limited training in Chicago. And so that's kind of how it all began, is he would take my oldest brother Art to the track, and they would run some laps. And I guess that's some of my earliest memories, is just going to those high school meets when Art would be running. And, you know, the Fenton High School is where we all ran. And so that's kind of like my earliest memories, is watching him run when I was a little kid, running around and playing karate with my other brother, Will.
Is there any competition with you and Art? Like, are you showing up at Thanksgiving and flashing a national championship ring, or, you know, anything like that?
Oh, no. We're all competitive. We know that. So we, he kind of got it all started here. And so he should always feel like he has a lot to do with it. And, and like you mentioned, my wife, she understands, and I'm thankful for that. She understands, the commitments of running and being a professional runner herself. And, you know, she ran at Kansas and in college and University of Kansas. And, she understands why this is so important to everyone. So
you mentioned that competitiveness and that drive to win. And I don't know that when people think about that, that they think about running the same way, like you might think about a Peyton Manning or LeBron James. But as I've gotten to know you and the entire track and field staff at Mines, you guys, it doesn't matter if you're doing putt-putt in the hallway, ping pong, or you're in a championship race, you guys are really competitive. And I see you guys injecting that into your programs, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We definitely have some little, I guess, coaching competitions that can spark some heated rivalries. If it's, depending on what we're playing, maybe it's darts or a little bit of hallway mini golf. But fortunately, with COVID, there hasn't been much of that. So looking forward to maybe getting in a ping pong match at some point with them.
When it comes to distance, you know, the RMAC they're one of the best in the country. I mean, nobody can really dispute that. They've always sort of had that core of Adams State and Western, and then Mines came along. But now you've got all these other really strong programs like Pueblo and UCCS, and now CCU is rising up. How important is that for you guys in any year to have that kind of competition before you get to the national stage?
Sure. Yeah, I can definitely, I guess just looking at the years past, that was kind of the first step that we discussed. It's like, we can't, you know, start to talk about winning a national meet until we can win at the conference level. So that's where,
even though you won a national championship before you won an RMAC championship.
That is true. That is true. We had a couple real close encounters there at even going back before that. That was part of the year of 2015, where, you know, we'll never forget about that. But it was definitely. So I guess going back to your question with conference, and we have to see them, basically regionals is conference again 2 weeks later, and then nationals is so it's hard to keep the level high for all three of those meets and still peak and run your best at nationals. So there's definitely a lot of strategy, and I would say the strategy is it's kind of depending on the team makeup that season. And so every year we might have a different philosophy as how we approach those meets.
All right. I always end every podcast with what we call the blast around. I'm going to put you on the spot. It's five quick questions. Here we go. Among the track and field staff, be honest, who is the best at putt-putt?
Oh, Coach Sparks. Yeah. I think Coach Sparks is. Coach Sparks.
What's your favorite distance event on the track?
I like the steeplechase. That's fun.
What's your favorite trail run in Colorado?
Favorite trail run is the Highline Canal.
What's your go-to pre-race food?
Pizza.
And finally, if you woke up tomorrow and you couldn't coach distance running, but you had to coach another sport, what would it be?
Ooh, let's go with ping pong. I would just have my athletes just watch me, and then they would get a lot better from that. So
I do have to mention that the ping pong and darts, that's really trickled down into your programs, hasn't it? I mean, I've played actually in darts tournaments with your entire team. You've really kind of gotten that competitiveness flowing through the whole program.
Yeah, I believe Coach Gus Smith and Sparks organized some tournaments. I think one of them was even at the local dart store. So that was kind of fun to see what that whole thing unfold. And maybe after COVID, we're going to have to get some more of that going.
I think we definitely do. Coach Seamers, RMAC champion, RMAC coach of the year. I didn't even mention. So congratulations on that. Just wrapped up another successful cross country season. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good day.
That does it for this week's episode of Every Honest Fellow, presented by Woody's Wood-Fired Pizza. Join me next time for more news and interviews from Mines Athletics. Thanks for listening.